Harlequin Special Release and Harper Audio present Long Tall Texans, Harley by Diana Palmer. Performed by Todd McLaren. Dear reader, I can't believe that it has been over 30 years since my first Long Tall Texans book, Calhoun, debuted. The series was suggested by my former editor, Tara Gavin, who asked if I might like to set stories in a fictional town of my own design. Would I? And the rest is history. As the years went by, I found more and more sexy ranchers and cowboys to add to the collection. My readers, especially Amy, found time to gift me with a notebook listing every single one of them, along with their wives and kids and connections to other families in my own Texas town of Jacobsville. Eventually, the town got a little too big for me, so I added another, smaller town called Comanche Wells, and began to fill it up, too. You can't imagine how much pleasure this series has given me. I continue to add to the population of Jacobs County, Texas, and I have no plans to stop. Ever. I hope all of you enjoy reading the Long Tall Texans as much as I enjoy writing them. Thank you all for your kindness and loyalty and friendship. I am your biggest fan. Love, Diana Palmer. To Julie Benefil, who designed my cowboy quilt, hand-pieced by Nancy Cottle. To Nancy Mason, who quilted it. And to Janet Borcher, who put together a 2007 hardcover book of all my covers, including foreign ones, along with Jade, Tracy, Nancy, Carrie, Amy, Renata, Maria, Leanne, Effie, Kay, Peggy, Hang, Ronnie, Mona, and Debbie of the Diana Palmer Bulletin Board. Also, to everyone who participated in the compendium summaries of all my books, and to Nancy for the quilted covers for the loose-leaf notebooks. With many thanks and much love. Chapter 1. Harley Fowler was staring so hard at his list of chores that he walked right into a young brunette as he headed into the hardware store in Jacobsville, Texas. He looked up, shocked, when she fell back against the open door, glaring at him. "I've heard of men getting buried in their work, but this is too much," she told him with a speaking look. She smoothed over her short black hair, feeling for a bump where she'd collided with the door. Deep blue eyes glared up into his pale blue ones. She noticed that he had light brown hair and was wearing a baseball cap that seemed to suit him. He was sexy looking. "I'm not buried in my work," he said curtly. "I'm trying to get back to work, and shopping chores are keeping me from it."
"Which doesn't explain why you're assaulting women with doors, does it?" she mused.
His eyes flared. "I didn't assault you with a door. You walked into me."
"I did not. You were staring at that piece of paper so hard that you wouldn't have seen a freight train coming."
She peered over his arm at the list.
"Pruning shears? 2 new rakes?"
She pursed her lips, but smiling blue eyes stared at him.
"You're obviously somebody's gardener," she said, noting his muddy shoes and baseball cap.
His eyebrows met. "I am not a gardener," he said indignantly. "I'm a cowboy."
"You are not."
"Excuse me?"
"You don't have a horse, you're not wearing a cowboy hat, and you don't have on any chaps."
She glanced at his feet.
"You aren't even wearing cowboy boots."
He gaped at her. "Did you just escape from intense therapy?"
"I have not been in any therapy," she said haughtily. "My idiosyncrasies are so unique that they couldn't classify me even with the latest edition of the DSM-4, much less attempt to psychoanalyze me."
She was referring to a classic volume of psychology that was used to diagnose those with mental challenges. He obviously had no idea what she was talking about.
"So, can you sing, then?"
He looked hunted. "Why would I want to sing?"
"Cowboys sing. I read it in a book."
"You can read?" he asked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?